And it's good morning once again to Pádraic Lodge. Pádraic.
Brian, good morning again. Dundalk's European campaign will continue for at least another week. The Lilywhites booked their place in the final playoff round of the Europa League with victory in a penalty shootout against Sheriff in Moldova. The match finished 1-1 after extra time. Goalkeeper Gary Rogers made a crucial save in the shootout before Chris Shields scored the decisive penalty. Dundalk will now take on Klaksvík of the Faroe Islands next Thursday night, with the winner going through to the group stages of the Europa League. Speaking to Dundalk FC TV, the club's chief operating officer Martin Connolly confirmed that Thursday's match will be at the Aviva Stadium.
Yeah, it's going to go down as another one in our long line of famous nights. Gavin, I thought the boys were superb from start to finish, and to be fair to them, they got the win that they totally deserved in my eyes. It would have been an injustice if they had lost that game. But listen, we move on now, and next week's going to be a massive week for the club again.
Yeah, we move on quickly. I heard you on the pitch making plans for next week. Tell us about next Thursday's game.
Yeah, I don't think that an awful lot of people know, Gavin, just to confirm that the game is in the Aviva Stadium next Thursday night with a 7:30 kickoff. Now, the reason why we want to let everybody know is obviously everybody knows that the Aviva or Dublin City is in lockdown, so we'll have to abide by public health guidelines. On top of that, we'll also have UEFA guidelines. I was just on the phone to Aviva Stadium there, and they wanted to meet me at 7:00 in the morning. I don't even know if I'll be back in Ireland at that time. But just to confirm to everybody that the game is in the Aviva Stadium. It's 7:30. It will be. We'll be up against time, and we'll be up against public health guidelines. But we are talking to TV companies about broadcasting the game live.
That's Martin Connolly of Dundalk. Irish teenager Aaron Hill stunned world champion Ronnie O'Sullivan last night. The 18-year-old from Cork City, who's ranked 115th in the world and in just his first year as a professional, knocked O'Sullivan out of the European Masters in Milton Keynes with a 5-4 win. Hill has enjoyed a hugely successful amateur career with European success in the under-18 and under-21 grades. He gave his reaction afterwards.
Speechless at the moment. My childhood hero to play him so early on, just to play him, but like I didn't just go out there and just be happy to be there. I still wanted to win the match, and if I lost the match after being 3-1 up, I would have been disappointed. Even if I lost that last one, I would have been disappointed. But I'm just so pleased with that victory. Everyone back home, my family, friends, everyone must be buzzing. So I had a quick look at my phone there, and I think it's going to take me till Christmas to reply to everyone. So I'm just living up the moment and can't wait for the next round.
That's brilliant. Matthew Stevens will be his opponent in the next round, and those who have been following Hill's progress closely really expect him to make it to the top of the professional game, so let's hope that is the case. Now, play is up and running on day 2 of the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open at Galgorm Castle, County Antrim. We'll hand over now to Greg Allen, who's at the course.
Well, actually, we've had a further frost delay since I last reported. So now play due to start at 8:50. That's more than an hour off schedule. So the second round will not be completed today. That means the third round draw will not be made till tomorrow morning. And when it is made, the hope is that an Irishman will be in contention. And currently, the man in best position to challenge is the amateur James Sugrue after a 3-under par round of 67 yesterday, which sees him tied for 5th place, 2 shots off the leaders on 5-under, who are England's Aaron Rye and Jordan Smith and South Africa's Dean Burmester. Now, Sugrue's route to playing here this week was unusual, to say the least. As a result of winning the British Amateur Championship last year, he had an invitation to play in last week's US Open, where one of his playing partners, the former world number one Lee Westwood, expressed well-reported surprise that Sugrue wasn't in the field this week. And lo and behold, an invitation arrived 2 days later, to the delight of the 23-year-old Mallow Man, who said actually that surprise was probably a mild interpretation of what Westwood actually said.
I won't tell you what he actually said, but he couldn't believe it, let's just say. And he went in and obviously did me a huge favour in the media tent, and I'm here today.
And was there a case of, I'm going to make it, you know, really count today, and I've a sort of a point to prove?
I think so. As I said, if you hit it well off the tee, you'll give yourself lots of chances going in. You're not going in with, like last week, whereas out here there is a lot of chances. I hit it close on a couple of holes, and I put it pretty well as well. So yeah, all in all, it was just a nice, solid, good round of golf today.
There is this prospect after the Masters in November, which you're also going to be playing in, of turning professional. Is that looking likely now?
Yeah, I see my future playing golf. I'm not much good at anything else, so I may as well give it a shot.
And the laid-back Sugru will tee off around 20 past two with the current delay. A good level par round also yesterday by Carlo professional Damien McGrain, a 70. While among the morning starters on one over par after a 71 will be Padraig Harrington, while this afternoon Shane Lowry has a real job on his hand just to make the cut after a round of 75 yesterday.
Thanks, Greg. Further reports from Greg on the news at 1 and Drive Time. Live television coverage begins on RTE2 at 1 o'clock and updates through the day on RTE.ie. All-Ireland Ladies Club football champions Moran Abbey have been informed that they will not be able to defend their title. They lost the Cork County Final to divisional side West Cork and had returned to training as they understood they'd be nominated to represent Cork in the Munster Championship, but they've now found out that Ladies Gaelic Football Association rules don't allow this, and it looks as if no Cork team will now take part. And finally, in racing, another big race victory for one of Ireland's top young riders, Dylan Brown McMonagall, as 4-1 shot Baron Samdi, trained by Joseph O'Brien, won the Listowel Printing Works Handicap at the Harvest Festival. Action continues there today.